This is the voice of contract management, presented by the law firm of Kroll & Mooring, exclusively for NCMA. Stay up to date on all things contract management 5 minutes at a time. Our team at Kroll & Mooring presents these podcasts to keep you up to speed on a bi-monthly basis. We will cover everything from regulatory updates to crucial changes that affect government contracting.
We are your co-hosts for this edition, Peter Ayer and Monica Sterling, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. Monica will get us started with an update on a Department of Labor proposed rulemaking. Monica, over to you.
Thanks, Peter. Off we go. On July 22nd, the Department of Labor issued a notice of proposed rulemaking to implement President Biden's Executive Order 14026 regarding increasing the minimum wage. In implementing this EO, DOL proposes to increase the minimum wage for certain employees of federal government contractors and subcontractors to $15 per hour. This increased minimum wage applies to workers performing services, quote, on or in connection with a covered federal contract. The increase to $15 per hour takes effect on January 22, 2022, with inflation-based adjustments each successive year. We want to note that only covered subcontracts of covered prime contracts are subject to the requirements of this proposed rule. The proposed rule also excludes workers who spend less than 20% of their work hours in a work week performing, quote, in connection with covered contracts. As for what the quote in connection with language means, the proposed rule adopts the same guidance for what constitutes work performed in connection with, sick of me yet, a covered contract as the final rule implementing the Obama era minimum wage EO, which is Executive Order 13658 for those of you taking notes. The proposed rule also excludes a fair number of contract vehicles from its minimum wage requirements, such as federal grants, contracts with Indian tribes, procurement contracts excluded from the Davis-Bacon Act, service contracts excluded from the Service Contract Act, contracts not performed in the U.S., and contracts for manufacturing or furnishing materials, supplies, articles, or equipment to the federal government.
Great. Thank you, Monica. Now we turn to an executive order. On July 9, President Biden signed Executive Order 14036, promoting competition in the American economy, setting forth approximately 72 initiatives to be undertaken by more than a dozen federal agencies to, open quote, promptly tackle some of the most pressing competition problems across our economy, close quote. The executive order announces a policy of an increased antitrust enforcement by DOJ and the FTC. And then there are specific directives that include ordering DOD to conduct a review of the state of competition within the defense industrial base and make recommendations for improving the solicitation process to promote greater competition and encouraging the FTC to exercise its rulemaking authority to ban or limit the use of certain types of non-compete clauses in employee agreements. So a lot to watch here. Right now, it's not a self-executing executive order, but we'll want to be watching what a lot of the agencies do in response. Now back to Monica.
Also on July 9, DOD published a final rule to require contractors to report data in the System for Award Management, or what we all know as SAM, on an annual basis when they are awarded a DOD contract or task order that, one, is valued in excess of $3 million, and two, falls within a specific set of services, those being logistics management, equipment-related, knowledge-based, or electronics and communication services. When applicable, contractors will be required to annually report both the total dollar amount invoiced for and the total number of direct labor hours expended on services performed under the contract or task order during the preceding fiscal year. The total number of direct labor hours reported to SAM should be the total of both the contractor hours and its first tier subcontractors' hours.
Great. Thank you, Monica. And now one final item. On July 8th, DOD published a request for information soliciting the input of interested parties on sustainability initiatives and climate-related disclosures. DOD's request asks companies to comment on their voluntary efforts in measuring and disclosing greenhouse gas emissions, environmental, social, and governance reporting, and certain other supply chain and risk management indices. Through its request, DOD is demonstrating interest in learning if companies, particularly government contractors, are voluntarily making certain disclosures and other factors public what they're measuring, what they're reporting. There is some speculation within industry that this may be a prelude to a more formalized and perhaps mandatory reporting regime for contractors. So lots of interesting developments. We will close out for this edition.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of Contract Management, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring exclusively for NCMA. Stay tuned for our next episode as we continue to discuss all things government contracting. In the meantime, explore your learning opportunities at www.ncmahq.org/coursecatalog.